It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight and play the pup with my baby tonight. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight and play the pup with my baby tonight. But I ain't up to my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot.
Well, good morning. Excuse me. And this is Kirsten. I'm sitting in for Ryan Doyen, who normally sits here for the Music Savage Show. He is, as our friend Pete would say, on assignment. This is WMFO, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and freeform it is. So, although it is absolutely lovely out at the moment, it has not been that way this past week. And so, I guess I'm just going to address that a little bit.
Yards or what? Am I close or far or what?
300 yards, center lane.
How you doing? What do you say I buy you a cup of coffee?
Yeah, sure, let's go.
Follow me.
I knew you would. Hot thing. Tell me what you see. I think when you smile, when you smile, when you smile, how you smile, how you smile for me. To the crystal ball, hot thing. Tell them you're coming home late if you're coming home at all. Hot thing. Tell them you found a brand new baby doll.
Hot thing.
I can't wait to get you home.
Hot thing.
Where we can be alone.
Hot thing.
I could read you poetry and then
we could make a story.
A story of all.
Too hot, this anger. What a mess we made so long ago. You were my love. Shelter, gotta run for shade. It's too hot,
too hot,
too hot, lady. Gotta cool this anger from this mess that we made. It's too hot,
too hot,
too hot, lady. Gotta run for shelter, gotta run for shade. It's too hot.
Get the idea. Although I'm going to be chatting here for a little bit, so why don't we put Cole Porter on? In the background while I chatter a bit. So this is Kirsten, and I'm sitting in for Ryan, and this is the Music Savage Show.
It's too dark.
I started this set with a clip from the movie The Heat, directed by Michael Mann. This is the first movie in which Al Pacino and Robert De Niro were on screen together. However, they hardly ever appear on screen together, being one's the cop and one's the robber. So that was a scene from when they do first meet up. Heat's story is based on the exploits of former Chicago police officer Chuck Adamson, and the LA Metro stop was used in another of Michael Mann's films, The Collateral. It was super fun seeing all the LA scenes, having lived there for about 6 years in my youth. And I think the other thing, the graphics on the side of the tow truck in the robbery scene have personal significance for Michael Mann, because it says Raja, R-A-J-A, which are the first initials of his four daughters. And he is Natalie Portman's second feature film. Her first is Leon, the Professional. And in that one, she plays a child assassin. Wow. So Heat's robbery scenes are thought to be so accurate that real thieves have copied the tactics. So it has been a little warm out the past few days. And although I was just complaining about it, it seems like there are lots of ways of looking at heat. Well, there's Hot Thing, as Prince would sing about. Jean Beauvoir, Feel the Heat. Black Masala, Too Hot to Wait. Black Keys, Just a Little Heat. And of course, I had to play Cool in the Gang. But Ella Fitzgerald and Cole Porter really kind of sum it up for me. It was just too darn hot. Well, we're going to leave the heat and go into some music. And I'm going to start with a group that one of my favorite baristas at Nine Bar Espresso introduced me to, Lady Pills. And Lady Pills have a couple of shows coming up. September 6th, they'll be at Lily Pad, and September 29th, they will be at Once at Festival. So, if you like what you hear, go out and give them a try. Well, that set was inspired by the group Lady Pills. Lady Pills started off that set with Irrelevant, and they can be heard at Lily Pad on September 6th, and they will be part of the Fuzz Festival at once There are a number of bands who will be at Fuzztival. They are playing on the 29th. It is a two-day festival, the 28th and the 29th. And so the bands that are playing with Lady Pills on the 29th include Mr. Airplane Man. So that's pretty cool. I don't know a lot of these other bands. Old and Yoke, really from, I'm not quite sure. People Like You, really from, I'm not quite sure what the whole band name is. Oompa, I guess that's a Willy Wonka reference. Love Strangers. So anyways, I think I'll probably go and hang out and hear who some of these other bands are. So I had the pleasure of having a little conversation with Lady Pills, and they told me something about their music, and they said that their new material is a lot different from their first album, and they feel that they are listening to more diverse influences. And some of the big ones that they listen to are War Paint, Chelsea Wolfe, Slint, and Pink Floyd. So I was able to throw in a couple of those. War Paint with their song Shadows, and Pink Floyd with Brain Damage. Their overall feeling is that a lot of the spacier and longer forms of rock music sacrifice intimacy in the quest for expansiveness. So they would like to make music that feels huge but doesn't sacrifice that intimacy. So good work. I am going to continue with another set before I get to 8 o'clock, but in Ryan Doyen style, I will have a song of the week per se. Madison King is the musician I will highlight this week. In the meantime, there's a certain group called Shovels and Rope who might be playing somewhere this afternoon. So I'm going to go ahead and start with some Shovels and Rope and a couple of musicians that speak to Shovels and Rope. And then at 8 o'clock, I will put on Madison King. And I hope that you enjoy this song that I have selected for the Music Savage Song of the Week this week.
We're standing in line at the equestrian mall. Looks like it's about to rain. I got two small kids and I'm late on the rent. Wife's been 2 weeks to the day. Day, 2 weeks to the, 2 weeks to the day. Well, the sun came out, but it was cold as hell. My fingers were as numb as my mind. When my quarter horse ribs kicked me in the head, well, I was shooing them up from behind. Shooing them up. From behind. But every now and then I get evil. I'm ashamed in the shadow of a steeple. I'm a lunatic looking through a keyhole. I hit my kids but I don't mean to. I'm a dead dog lying on the sidewalk. Another victim of the mortgage bubble pop. Waiting on the other shoe to drop out. Melanie lives at the house next down. Got a head full of auburn curls. I seen her standing in the mud with a baseball glove, spitting at the other girls. Spitting at the other girls. Well, here she come in the afternoon with some apples and a pack of reds. She bathes my babies and she reads me to sleep. Nothing much ever gets said. Nothing much ever gets, nothing much ever gets said. But
turned off. Judge Johnny from across the street had some calls last night, something didn't look right. Grab your things, you better come with me. Accusations in a room with a neon light. She said, don't you pay us no mind. All we ever shared was loneliness. He and I was two of a kind. He and I was two of a, was two of a kind.
caught in a dream. All of your senses, come on, give them to me. No reminiscences, no memories of fate.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it, but he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Okay, or perhaps a shelter pet is the best thing to happen to a person. So to all my foster dogs out there and my co-foster parents and Ellie, my co-foster mom, we may have another dog coming to us this weekend, and she seems like a sweetheart of a dog. I sometimes am perplexed why we end up with adult dogs who are so sweet-natured and how they end up leaving a home that they were in. But that happens, so we foster them and send them out to better homes. And thank you to all the families that adopt these dogs, because I've met some really wonderful people. So anyways,